Iyaburuma again.
The mirror in Japanese culture does have several meanings, and some of them may seem contradictory. One is that it's an object to ward off evil spirits. On the other hand, it can also attract them, which is why if you go into a rather traditional household in Japan, even today, people often cover up their mirror when they don't use it. They have a cloth that they hang in front of it because it might attract evil spirits. And at the same time, it's a sacred object, as in the holiest shrine in Japan, in Ise, the holiest of holy parts inside the shrine that nobody ever gets to see, has one of the three great national treasures, which is indeed a mirror.
In fact, it's the mirror of the great Japanese sun goddess, Amaterasu. By ancient tradition, Amaterasu, at the dawn of time, ordered her grandson to descend from heaven to rule over Japan. And to help him in this imperial task, she gave him a sacred mirror, which would give him and his successors perpetual access to the divine sun. And to this day, the sacred mirror of Amaterasu is used in the enthronement ceremonies